This goes to Jill Geer, G-E-E-R, N like November, P like practice, care of Maple View Retirement Community. Fax is 989-875-3779. Regarding Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Good, G-O-O-D. Date of birth is 3/31 of 1943. Dear Ms. Geer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Good with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and protein S deficiency. Her last visit was October 9th, 2025. She did have a fall. It was March 29th of this year, and she had severe facial laceration on her forehead, actually. And she was taken to the emergency department for x-rays as well as CAT scan of the brain. Since she is on Coumadin, they were concerned about any kind of a brain bleed, but she had no fractures, no bleeding, and now she just has a very big scab on the left side of her forehead, as well as a very bad facial bruising going down into the neck. And it's much less painful at this time, and she denies any headaches. And she is here with her sister, who states that she has no mental status changes either. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no orthopnea, and stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol. It's 25 milligrams twice a day. Aldactone, 25 milligrams daily. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Bumex is 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon. Gabapentin is 300 milligrams twice a day. Isosorbide is 30 milligrams daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 153 pounds, and that's about a 9-pound decrease within the last 6 months. Pulse is 68, and blood pressure is 130 over 84. Right arm sitting, large adult cuff. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft. No ascites. And she has 1+ edema of the feet and lower extremities. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 29th, 2026, when she visited the emergency room after the fall. Her hemoglobin was 14.0, normal white count, and platelets were 130,000. Her creatinine was 1.81, estimated GFR was 28, and that is stable and in the range she usually runs. Calcium is 9.5, sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 31. Albumin 4.6, AST elevated at 55, ALT 25. Her last parathyroid hormone was done March 19th, 2026, and that was 51.9, and phosphorus level was 5.0. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked them to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. Currently, every 3 months would be okay. she had been getting them almost monthly, though, for the last year. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, a history of congestive heart failure, stable. 4, protein S deficiency, and she is anticoagulated with warfarin. And they feel like that is the most appropriate choice of anticoagulant for her, even though she has had a recent fall. And there is more concern, since she has also had a previous stroke, that she should stay on the Coumadin because of the protein S deficiency also. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.